Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Over the last decade or so, violent crime has gone down in Virginia about 30%, according to the FBI. And yet, spending on local law enforcement has not gone down at all. In fact, spending on state police has gone up. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says the same communities that suffer from racial profiling and over-policing also suffer from cuts to social services and education.
We haven't seen a corresponding drop in the amount of money that our state and local governments spend on law enforcement, which means we're still spending large shares of our budgets on law enforcement, despite having much lower crime rates than in the past.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says crime trends show the investments in policing are paying off.
I think that spending has obviously had some positive effect. So I think there would be reluctance on the part of any elected official to say, we need to cut it back.
Since 1960, communities across the country have been steadily increasing their spending on policing, according to the Federal Reserve. And yet the Commonwealth Institute points out there's been little or no correlation between a change in spending on policing and a change in crime rates. Michael Pope,